Anyway, we pick it up with Emmanuel responded to Diabolus' wretched speech, citing reasons why man's soul belonged to him, and having addressed this fountain of deceit, Emmanuel turned his address toward man's soul itself. Exactly. I'm not the best reader in the world, obviously. And everyone is a critic, especially the youngest among us. And now, said the golden-headed prince, I have a word for the town of Mansoul. But as soon as he mentioned he had a word to speak to the stupefied town of Mansoul, the gates were double-guarded, and all the men were commanded not to listen to him. The prince proceeded anyway and said, Oh, unhappy town of Mansoul, I can't help but to have pity and compassion for you. You have accepted Diabolus as your king and have become a minister and nursemaid to Diabolonians against your sovereign lord. You have opened your gates to him, but have shut them securely against me. You have listened to him, but have plugged your ears to my cry. He brought to you your destruction, and you received both him and it. I have come to you bringing salvation, but you disregarded me. Besides, you have taken all that belongs to me with sacrilegious hands, and have given all to my adversary, to the great enemy my father has. To the greatest enemy my father has. You have bowed and subjected yourself to him. You have vowed and sworn yourself to be his. Poor Mansoul, what shall I do to you? Shall I save you? Shall I destroy you? What shall I do to you? Shall I fall upon you and grind you to powder, or make you a monument of the richest grace? What shall I do to you? Listen, therefore, you town of Mansoul, hear my word, and you shall live. I am merciful, Mansoul, and you will find me to be so. Don't shut me out of your gates. O Mansoul, Emmanuel continued, I am neither commissioned nor inclined to hurt you. Why do you flee so fast from your friend and stick so close to your enemy? Indeed, I desire for you to be sorry for your sin and not to despair of life. That is appropriate. This great army gathered before you is not here to hurt you, but to deliver you from your bondage and to produce in you humble obedience. My commission, indeed, is to wage war upon Diabolus your king and upon all Diabolonians with him, for he is the armed strong man who guards the house, and I will cast him out. I must divide his spoils, I must take his armor from him, I must cast him out of his stronghold, and I must make it a habitation for myself. And this, O Mansoul, shall Diabolus know when he is made to follow me in chains. And when it happens, Mansoul, you shall rejoice to see it come to pass. If I were now to put forth my might, I could cause him to immediately leave you and depart. But I have it in my heart to deal with him so that the justice of the war I shall make upon him may be seen and acknowledged by all. He has taken Mansoul by fraud and keeps it by violence and deceit, and I will make him bare and naked in the eyes of all observers. All my words are true. I am mighty to save and will deliver my Mansoul out of his hand. This speech was intended chiefly for Mansoul, but Mansoul refused to listen. They shut up Ear Gate, set up a barricade, kept it locked and bolted, posted a guard there, and commanded that no Mansoulian should go out to him, nor should any from the camp outside be admitted into the town. Diabolus so horribly enchanted them, they did all this for him and against their rightful lord and prince. For this reason, no man, nor voice, nor sound of man belonging to the glorious host had come into the town. So when Emmanuel saw Mansoul so involved in sin, and since his words were now also so despised, he called his army together and gave out a commandment throughout all his host to be ready for the time appointed. Now, forasmuch as there was no way lawfully to take the town of Mansoul except to enter by the gates, and Ear Gate being the chief entrance, he therefore commanded his captains and commanders to bring their battering rams, their slings, and their men, and place them at Eye Gate and Ear Gate in order for him to take the town. When Emmanuel had put all things in a readiness to give Diabolus battle, he sent again to know from the town of Mansoul whether they would yield themselves in peaceable manner, or whether they had still resolved to test him to the uttermost extreme. Then Mansoul, together with Diabolus their king, called the council of war, and resolved to offer Emmanuel certain propositions. And having thus agreed, they also had to decide who should be sent on this errand. Now there was in the town of Mansoul an old man, a Diabolonian, and his name was Mr. Unwilling to Stoop. He was a stiff man in his way, and a great doer for Diabolus. The council coached him in exactly what he should say. So Mr. Unwilling to Stoop went out to Emmanuel's camp, and when he had come, a time was appointed to listen to him. So at that set time, he appeared before the prince and his host. And after a Diabolonian ceremony or two, he thus began and said, "Great sir, that it may be known unto all men how good-natured a prince my master is, he has sent me to tell your lordship that he is very willing to deliver into your hands one half of the town of Mansoul, rather than go to war. Therefore, I need to know if your mightiness will accept this proposition." Then said Mansoul, "The whole town is mine by gift and purchase. Therefore, I will never lose one half." Then said Mr. Unwilling to Stop, "Sir, my master has said that he will be content that you shall be the lord of all in title and in name, if he may possess just part of it." Then Emmanuel answered, "To be continued." And the questions for today are, what did Emmanuel mean when he said, "I am neither commissioned nor inclined to hurt you," as he spoke to the town of Mansoul? What does this mean for sinners with regard to the Lord Jesus Christ? Read Luke 9, verse 56, and John 12, verse 47 for help with your answer. Concerning Diabolus, Emmanuel tells Mansoul he can put forth his might and cause him to immediately leave you and depart. In the rest of that paragraph, he explains why he doesn't. How does this relate to God's mercy toward Adam and Eve in the garden, as well as to others for the past 6,000 years or so since? Next, Mansoul shut ear gate to Emmanuel's words. They did this because Diabolus had so horribly enchanted them. What did Mr. Bunyan mean by this? Read Matthew chapter 13, verse 4 and verse 19, and 2 Corinthians 4, verse 4 to help with your answer. And when Mr. Unwilling to Stoop offered half of the town of Mansoul to Emmanuel, the prince refused, saying it all belonged to him with no exceptions. How does this relate to our Christianity? Next, he offered Emmanuel ownership in name and title while part of the town still belonged to Diabolus. Why did Emmanuel refuse? Read Matthew 7, verses 21 to 23, and Titus 1, verse 16 to help with your answer. And that is Holy War, episode 32.